All right, so now we are starting Poetics and Politics. So welcome, it's so fantastic to see so many people here and so many people who we know from previous iterations of this conference and community members from UCSC and Santa Cruz and the Bay Area and people we don't know. We're just super excited that everyone got to campus in the rain without buses and that you're all here with us. So welcome. And yeah, we're glad to see so many people. Just for a little bit of background about this symposium, this is the fourth iteration of Poetics and Politics. So this has happened every 2 years since 2012. The conference was first held in Helsinki in Finland at Aalto University. And the vision for the first iteration was really to create a space around kind of really thinking critically about documentary practice, documentary research, documentary as research, kind of what it means to really take seriously those questions of our practice and of really making a community and a conversation and dialogue around kind of research-based documentary practice, and to gather together as a community and to think critically about what we do and why we do what we do. And it's really amazing to see how the symposium has grown and this community has become bigger. The second iteration actually was here at UC Santa Cruz in 2015, and Irene Gustafson was one of the co-organizers that year as well with Aparna Sharma from UCLA. And it then went to the UK, to Sussex, and we're actually both of those co-organizers, Liz Ethan and Elisa Lebeau, are also here with us. So it's great to kind of keep all this momentum and energy going. And yeah, it's just gotten bigger and it's really great. And we hope really that this event fosters a kind of sense of community and an ongoing dialogue around all of the kind of questions, but also really critical questions around kind of what might we do better or with more complexity, or kind of what are we kind of dissatisfied about or trying to kind of think through or wrestle with or change in our collective practices. So, I think that's some background about the symposium, and maybe you can talk about our theme.
Yeah. So I'll just address the theme really briefly, although the theme, against story, is actually what this opening panel is about. But I guess the whole symposium, in some ways, is organized around what does it mean to put story and documentary together? Are those two categories that have a companionable or always easy relationship? And to both acknowledge the kind of incredible power of story, but also to trouble its relationship to documentary in a little bit. So this weekend is organized around both an acknowledgement of and a dissatisfaction with the idea of story and documentary and its relationship, an acknowledgement of story's great powers in relationship to documentary, and maybe even to think about the ways in which story's a bit of an inevitability once you put two frames together, but also a real dissatisfaction with story and documentary, and certainly a kind of dissatisfaction with some of the larger institutional practices of funding and exhibition that currently seem to collapse the breadth of documentary practice and seem to mandate or dictate that documentary be kind of shaped into characters shaped by conflict, story arc, resolution, and catharsis. So those are sort of some of the conversations we're hoping to have this weekend. It's sort of what we're serving this weekend, that topic in a lot of different iterations and from a lot of different angles. A little bit about the program. The program is laid out, I think, in a way that's really super clear, sort of how you can spend your time over the next 3 days. So we're in two rooms, we're here and we're also upstairs. I just wanted to say one thing about food and coffee service. It's a bit of housekeeping. If you're registered for this symposium, so if you have a name badge, you are free to drink as much coffee and
your
eat as
lunch.
and eat as much food as you'd like. If you're not registered for the symposium, in the program, there's a pretty good description of the other kinds of food and coffee service available on campus.
Okay, so the other kind of logistical thing we wanted to talk about. So in the past, one of the really special things about this gathering has been that there are no parallel panels. So unlike really big conferences where you're choosing from a menu of like six different places you could be at any time, it really is about creating a kind of cumulative, collective sense of dialogue that kind of accrues over the days of the gathering. So we really thought and wrestled with the idea of whether, as kind of more and more people have submitted really fantastic proposals, and what should we do? How do we make it bigger without kind of making it this kind of parallel experience? But we did decide this year for the first time to run a couple of parallel sessions, but it's really important to us, and it has been important to our thinking, to make sure that we begin every day all together and we end every day all together. But Friday afternoon and then Saturday before lunch and after lunch, there are these kind of breakout moments where there's something happening upstairs on the third floor and something happening here. But we do really feel invested in this kind of beginning the day together and ending the day together. And we hope even with the parallel panels, it will still feel like there's a sense of kind of conversation and community. But one of the reasons why we did that, the past iterations of Poetics and Politics, there was always a screening room that was kind of continuously running in parallel with the kind of big room where people were having conversations, and nobody would go to that room because people didn't want to miss out on the real people, you know, talking about stuff. So part of our thinking was to really think through how to better integrate kind of screenings and watching films as part of this event. So kind of the trade-off for the parallel panels is that we are also getting to kind of do some screenings in here. So a couple of the sessions, rather than panels, are actually screenings with Q&As afterwards. So we wanted to mix up that format and really just think about how to integrate kind of both people speaking about their practices and talking about research and making, but also really watching stuff. So both of those things will happen. So we have... Oh, also, one more note. In the program, the first thing that's listed is an installation, an audio installation, and it says it is outside, and because of the weather, it is not outside, but it's in the lobby kind of over there at the end. It's an audio installation co-made by Isabel Carbonell and Dwayne Peterson, and you're welcome to experience it with headphones at any point during the symposium that you want, so please go have a listen over there and not outside. And then just a few thank yous before we get started. We want to thank, first of all of the different institutions on campus that helped fund this event. So the Arts Research Institute, Porter College, CEDAR, the Center for Documentary Arts and Research, the Film and Digital Media Department, the Institute for Arts and Sciences. I think I got all of those, yeah. And then Rachel Nelson and John Weber from the IAS, who have been super helpful, Colleen Jennings, Steve Gerlach, Dana Rolfe, Nicole Nolte, Dave McLaughlin, Andy Garcia, Sabrina Eastwood. And then you might see around a bunch of our undergraduate students. They're wearing, Chris gets a special, thank you. We're gonna return to Chris Kane. So our undergrads, so we are actually teaching a seminar kind of alongside this event. So we've been teaching for the whole quarter a seminar called Poetics and Politics, where we're trying to engage undergrads and really also thinking with us critically about documentary. They've been watching work by people who are presenting work over the next few days. And they are also helping us out at this event. So they're wearing yellow, kind of bright yellow name tags. So if you need help with anything, grab one of them, and we really want to thank all of them for the time they're putting in. As well, we have a couple tech support people, Mina Choi, Brian Myers, Neo Bao, who's somewhere over here, over there, thank you, and Jacinto Saltz and Ashley McDougall, as well as Isabel Carbonell and Andres Camacho, who are running our bar that will be upstairs later this evening. And then very, very big special thank you. So people are always saying this, like, it takes a village to do a big thing. I think it maybe takes a village, but it also takes, like, a really, really solid collaborator and co-organizer who's, like, all in and totally committed and very organized. And maybe it takes one tech support person who really knows how to rewire a whole room very fast and is willing to work, like, way beyond what is expected of him. So that's Chris Kane. I don't know if Chris is still around, but the fact that anything in this room works, yeah, thank you, Chris. Yeah. Yeah, so we had no projector on Monday. We were like, how are we gonna run a moving image event with no moving image? Yeah, so thank you, Chris, and thank you, Irene G. And I think with that, we're done. So we really, we wanna introduce our first, kind of meta introduce our first panel. So our first panel is called Framing Story. And this kind of idea came out, so Irene Gustafson and I were kind of already last spring kind of thinking about ideas for what theme to kind of structure this gathering around. And this idea of Against Story came out of many, many, many conversations with many people in many spaces about this kind of issue of kind of this moment that we're in where documentary has come to feel very constrained around ideas of narrative and storytelling. And I happened to be emailing with Elisa Lobo over the summer and learned that she and Alex Juhas were also working on their own kind of manifesto called Beyond Story that really was in synergy and conversation with these ideas that we were talking about. So of course, as soon as I heard that, we were super excited and were like, you guys come do your manifesto and that'll open our whole event. And that'll be fantastic. So that's what this is. So we've invited Elisa and Alex to be kind of featured presenters and to bring their manifesto here. They've also kind of performed their manifesto at Union Docs in New York, and I think they're bringing it to Visible Evidence in the summer. So they're kind of doing a number of events around Beyond Story. For this iteration here at Poetics and Politics, we wanted to put them in conversation with a couple of other makers who we thought are also doing really interesting things with Against and Beyond Story. So Elisa and Alex, I think, will introduce their co-panelists, but we'd love to bring them up. So thank you. Thank you.